We're talking high school football here on KSOM. The Ola Tri-Center has certainly had an interesting start to their season as they have a 2-1 record. Last week, they thumped West Monona by a final of 56-6 and leading the way on the ground. One of the senior leaders for this Trojan football team is Carter Kunze at 14 carries, 275 yards, and 4 touchdowns in the victory. He joins us now here on KSOM. And Carter, that must have felt good to put up numbers like that.
Yeah, I did. It felt really great. I thought we had a great team win. A lot of people scored different touchdowns, and I think we spread the ball around well. And, yeah, we had a great game plan going in against West Monona.
Well, is that, like, for you, 275, that's about – is that your high, you know, or what is your high?
Oh, yeah, that is my career high, yeah. And I've – yeah, that's the most touchdowns I've scored in the game, too. So, yeah, pretty proud of my O-line and what we accomplished last Friday.
So what do you feel like was the reasons? I mean, give me kind of a recap of the game and how this, you know, this big game for you kind of came about and how those yards kind of mounted up.
Oh, I think we had a great scheme in. Our offense coordinator had a great scheme in, and just the guys up front dominated for me. And I think they just were – they overpowered the West Monona defensive line and made it pretty easy to open up holes for me to run through.
Did they came in small chunks, large chunks? How did you get your yards?
Most of them are in large chunks, but some are small chunks, but most of the time they're large chunks. I think I had a 77-yard touchdown or something like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, it all worked for you. And, I mean, overall, this team, you played a kind of a tough schedule the first 2 weeks. I mean, West Monona, not as strong as your first two games, but you upset Trainer. You played AHSDW to the brink and nearly got an upset there. I mean, how are you feeling just overall how this team has been going?
Yeah, I think we grew a lot those first two games. You know, the win over Trainer felt good, you know. We barely lost to Avoca, but we knew there's some things we needed to improve on, and I think we have. And the team's rolling right now. I think there's still some things we need to work on, but I think for the most part we're doing pretty well right now. Excited for the next couple weeks.
What areas do you still feel like you need to work on?
So we've had penalty issues, so we need to limit those. And I think we need to win the turnover battle too. I think we need to get a few more turnovers on defense to help us win games.
But I mean, this team 3-6 last year, you must have felt like that this team could do a lot better coming into this year. What was the mindset, you know, coming off of that season and going into this year?
Well, yeah, we returned basically everybody, only lost one senior last year, so we knew we had a lot of varsity experience, so we just have to go out and execute every week. And I think everybody's more than capable of playing to the best of their ability each and every week this year. So
what areas do you feel like are like completely different? What areas do you feel like you improved dramatically in from last year to this year?
I think our offensive line has grew a lot. We had three sophomores starting last year and they're juniors this year, and I think they've improved a lot, and they've really started to understand, you know, offense. And I think physically they've gotten stronger too, and mentally I think they've gotten smarter too, which has helped us out a lot too.
Can you go through those guys on the offensive line?
So yeah, we got Ethan Georges is left tackle, Aiden Osbar left guard, and center is Brooks Anderson, and then the two seniors are right guard Ethan Chesmore and right tackle Landon Ward.
You can't give the big eaters enough props, can you?
No, I can't. They're just something. I love each and every one of them, and they do so much for me, and I really appreciate it. You know, I always thank them after I score a touchdown.
Right. Defense, what role do you play there? What position, and how's that been going for you?
So I play inside backer. Me and Brenton Berry are the inside backers for that defense, and yeah, we usually stop the run first, and sometimes I'll go out and help the pass, but most of the time I'm there for run.
Well, you certainly did that against the Spartans this past week. I think they only had about 30 or so yards rushing. That must have felt good to probably get not only a big game offensively, but to get a good team defensive game like that.
Yeah, our D coordinator is he's really smart. So, you know, he puts in a great scheme every week. You know, we just have to go out and execute it. And I think we did that last week, you know, the stats show that I'm pretty sure there's a lot of three and outs last week.
Do you feel like this team has learned from games like the Vikings, the Trainer game, two tight ones there as you head, you know, pretty much getting into district play now?
Yeah, I think we know we're more than capable of winning close games like that. You know, we just have to go out. We can't make dumb mistakes. You know, we have to be very smart. We play very close games because one decision could really cost us the game. So I think we just know we have to play smart football in order to win big games and close games like that.
So what about you in terms of football? Is that kind of your first love, and what attracted you to the sport?
Oh, I've played football since I was really young. You know, it's been my favorite sport since I've been young. And yeah, I like the culture we have and my teammates, and yeah, I like scoring touchdowns too, you know.
At least he's honest, folks. He loves scoring touchdowns. Why not? You know, do you remember the first time you went to a football game?
I remember. Yeah, I was pretty young when I went to the game. I went to the Nebraska game when I was younger with my mom. I remember that. That was probably the first big game I've been to.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I've always went to the Tri-Center games too when I was younger. All the home games and when I was in elementary and middle school, yeah. I always enjoyed going to those games.
Okay. Are you a big Husker fan first?
Yeah, I do like the Huskers, yeah. I know. I mean, from Iowa, but I do like the Huskers, yeah.
Yeah, well, they're off to a great start so far this year. And
yeah.
The only thing is you don't get a chance to watch them on Friday night. You're going to be busy playing. And what's up with that? How can they schedule college football games on Friday night?
Yeah, I know. I don't know why they do that. You know, it sucks I can't watch them. But I'll check the game after. Hopefully they win. So.
But, just don't let the coach catch you checking your cell phone in the middle of the game.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
What other sports do you play there at Tri-Center?
Oh, I do track and baseball too.
Okay. So do you think football is something you want to pursue after you graduate there at Tri-Center? Is that, you know, has the opportunity presented itself to play in college?
Yeah, I have been getting recruited from a couple schools. You know, I have some offers there, and I've been taking a look at all of them, seeing which school will be the best fit for me next year. And yeah, I've been getting recruited for running back as well as linebacker. So yeah, I've just been looking at all the schools and seeing which one's the best fit for me for the next 4 years.
Okay, cool. You think you're going to wait till after the season to make that call?
Yeah, I was thinking around like November, December time. That's when I'll probably decide where I commit.
Awesome. Well, good luck with that, and congratulations on getting recruited. And that means your football career won't be over, I think, after this season. Yeah. So now you're starting to get into the heat of district play. Of course, Woodbury Central, who's the number one ranked team in the state, is in your district. That's a little bit ways down the road. You have to deal with Westwood. But, you know, how are you feeling? You know, every win counts because, you know, assuming, let's say, Woodbury Central wins out, you know, if you want to get to the playoffs, every game matters, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think we can't take any game less than the other. You know, we have to go in each week focused and have great practices, you know, because every team we play from here on is a quality team, and they're going to give us their best. So I think we can't be relaxed. We have to get on top early in the games, you know, and just keep the pressure on the whole game. Can't let up at all.
What do you know about your next opponent, Westwood?
I know they like to run the ball a lot, so we're going to have to stop the run for sure. I know they have a lot of great athletes too, so they're going to try and make plays. But, yeah, I know for sure they want to run the ball.
And so what do you think is the biggest key for this football team to achieve its goals, to get to the playoffs and do something special? Once you get in the playoffs, anything can happen.
Yeah, I think we need to just be smart football players and, you know, just take everything seriously. We need to be focused every week. And I think the guys know how good a football team we are. We just need to go out and do it and perform to the best that we can. And I think I have a lot of trust in all the guys that play, and I think they have a lot of trust in me too. So, and we have great culture. I know a lot of us are friends with one another, so I think we'll play for each other too.
Well, a big week for you. Career high 275, career high 4 touchdowns in one game. And let's hope that you can keep things going this week against the Rebels and, of course, throughout the season. Carter, it's been great visiting with you, and certainly best of luck throughout the upcoming season. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Carter Kunze, running back, linebacker for Tri-Center Neola, joins us here on KSOM.